Be a part of the show. Call and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk.
And we return. And, of course, we have some great guests that are still to join us. Just a small tease here. This is our final guest of the evening. You'll have an opportunity. We're going to give away, I think, two pairs of tickets to see the Funk Fest, Funk Music Fest. That would be the correct down in Plymouth on the 25th. That's at night. Actually, that's later in the day. Has nothing to do with what's funny. Is both of these events are on the same day, on Miles Seeger's birthday.
Huh. You know, Kevin, I'm a musician, too. I can sing Freebird at karaoke at night.
God help us. Well, joining us on the phone line is someone who I had teased you early and said that the great Mary Waldron was here in studio, but because she's such a busy person, thought that she was going to be on earlier, and we had to push things back. Mary, how are you?
I'm well, Kevin. How are you?
Good. She was here. I have a picture to prove it.
I saw her.
She's always great. We love talking to her annually to talk with her about the John Waldron Memorial Wiffle Ball Tournament. It's the fourth annual tournament, and this thing grows leaps and bounds every year, Mary, does it not?
It really does, and who would have thought, you know, when we were all looking for ways to bring John's friends and family together, that it would have been wiffle ball. And we actually have more teams than we ever have had over the last 3 years. So this is our largest. We have about 45 teams.
Okay.
And then the spectator group has grown from, you know, it started with a few hundred, and now it's over 1,000. I think last year there was about 1,500, closing on 2,000 people that came and left the Campanelli Stadium. So for those that didn't know, my husband John was Tommy Kennedy's first legislative aide.
Wow.
And that's where we met, at the State House. And if it weren't for Tommy Kennedy, I would not be here in Brockton.
Well, thank you to the great Tom Kennedy. I'm not sure if you had a chance to. We were having a conversation in regards to, you know, who could possibly try to fill the large shoes of Tom Kennedy, a fantastic man that everybody, I'm sure, has a story about.
They do, and they are big shoes to fill. And I wish all those who are considering and those who do take that, you know, it's a leap of courage, because it does take to get into public service where your whole life is out there for everybody to pick apart, or you know, it does take a lot. And I really admire and encourage all those who are, and I heard earlier, tell people to get out to vote. You can't complain if you don't go out and vote. So I do wish all those who are thinking about running well, and I hope to see them at the Wiffle Ball Tournament on July 25th, Miles' birthday.
Well, you have so many celebrities, and I might add, it's my daughter Ginny's birthday. Actually, Miles and Ginny were born on the same day. It's kind of ironic when he told me what his birthday was. I'm like that's my daughter's birthday.
That's going back about 6 years, Kevin.
Easily. But I've had a chance to attend the annual Wiffle Ball Tournament, and it's a who's who. You have organizations, you have, whether it's people from the local newspaper, whether it's from the mayor's office, whether it's from, you know, from local businesses, you name it, whether it's city councilors, the people from the community flock to this event every year, and they got great names, they got great causes, all because of, they want to check in and be a part of this event.
They want to check in, and the foundation's name is called Just Checking In, because that's what my husband used to do. It's a full-time job, just keeping up with his friends. In fact, one of his friends from where we went to school was up in St. Joe's up in Maine, and he has a number of his college friends that he went to school with that have a team called the Old Fart Team. So, you know, and listed on our Facebook page are all the team names. They're some very unique and funny, and some are very sincere. Some people use it as a team builder, but the reality is everybody comes and checks in. So when everybody comes in, whether you are running for governor or whether you are just my neighbor across the street, you are all on the same page, on the same level. Doesn't matter whether you're the mayor or whether you are my garbage collector. You are all the same. And I think that's the way how John would have wanted it. There is no elevation of anybody. There is respect. But we have volunteers. It is part of the reason why I was early today instead of later was that I am going. This is the crazy time of year where I'm going a 1,000 miles an hour different ways and just trying to get everything so it runs smoothly. And the reality is that we have people who come in, they check in, they consider this the highlight of their year where they get together with family and friends and co-workers and just really just have a lot of good fun.
I think it's great that you had close to 1,000 people somehow participate in last year's event, and I hope that you exceed that and then some this year. Miles, did you want to say something?
I did. Mary, I'm kind of curious, when does the planning for this event begin every year and what goes into it? Because I certainly could tell that.
July 26th.
Yeah.
it is, but like literally it's the next day. We have to make sure, I already had somebody who posted on the Just Checking In Facebook page that said, they're planning their team for 2016.
Wow.
Because they couldn't make it this year. I smile when I do that. I also my hair goes a little gray, but it's all good because people see this as non-political and as much as I have been a political part of the many systems, but it really is non-political. Fred Clark, the new president of Bridgewater State University, he has a team coming in and he, as everybody thinks, everybody's going to expect that they're going to win in the end. To answer your question, it really is the following day. We make sure we're all organized. I have a team after that. We get all the thank you notes out to everybody because
That's
I
true.
Think those are the things that we really appreciate. But one of the things that we could not, we couldn't be in any really anywhere is without all of our sponsors who didn't have been there right from the beginning. Sign Design, a local Brockton business that has business nationally, but they created this Johnny Waldron Green Monster wall that everybody gets their picture taken.
Pretty cool.
Obviously,
cool.
The Brockton Rocks and Chris English and Todd Marlin have been wonderful and helping us through that. Mike Canina in the past, even though he's no longer with the Rocks, he's still part of the team that helps us make this run smoothly. The Shaw Center, so we have hot dogs and hamburgers, and they've provide an enormous resource to us. In addition to that, On Deck Sports is a local Brockton business that they started in Stoughton. They're growing and they're nationally. They help provide some of the artificial turf so we don't ruin the Campanelli Stadium. And then there's our partners as WATD and Brockton Community Access, as well as the Enterprise. And without everybody helping us get the word out and able to help us out, we just really couldn't do this. So all resources, all contributions, all entry fees, all raffle prizes and sponsorships, all of that goes toward local charities that my husband supported. Things like the Cancer Walk and the Hope Fund. But there's also things like the Catholic Charities. And Rick Savignano has, who's Judge Rick Savignano, but he runs with the Brockton Youth Soccer. And then there's a Best Buddies, and he works with special needs students and mentors. And he has a separate program, so we help them get new equipment because they had no equipment. We support the Frederick Douglass Ave and the history of Brockton. My husband loved this city so much that, we look for ways to support Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA. I mean, I can go on and on and on. I mean, every time that I turn around, sometimes it's anonymous, and sometimes it's done just because, and then, of course, the pinnacle of all of this is that we support a scholarship in my husband's name. We work with the Brockton High Alumni Association. He loved Brockton High, and he loved Brockton. So all contributions You know, it goes twofold. We give back, we pay it forward, but we also, it's also a family that comes together. And so
outstanding.
I haven't had a chance to breathe yet, but it's a lot.
Outstanding. And, you know, I certainly wish you the complete best of luck with the event. And when Mark Lindy's there filming with Brock and Community Access, you're in good hands. Mark's a fantastic guy and one of my favorite professors from Massasoit.
Ah, there you go. Mark, Brock and Community Access, and Mark and Matt Nelson and Newbie and a whole bunch of people have just, I mean, it really is great. You know, we are socially savvy. We have a Twitter account, just checking in. We have an Instagram, so you can see all the pictures of teams. And our Facebook page, just checking in Facebook page, that's really kind of where we have a lot of our interactions. But we also have a website called justcheckingin.org. And all information and sponsorship. So our registration is closed.
Okay, I was going to say that.
Yep. We work so hard to get all the word out to get the teams, and then all of a sudden we're like, okay, shut that piece down, and now we are in sponsorship for program book
donations,
and there's also a field sponsor and home plate sponsor, and there's a fun part about the day where my daughter Casey, who turns 21 on July 30th.
Wow,
Where does time go? But Casey, who goes to Suffolk University, she's a senior, and she's a marketing major. So we do this Casey team versus Mary team. And then last year I brought a lot of the Rocks players that I'm a host family to, and they came on my team, and they beat Casey's team.
Uh-oh.
So, but it's a fun, it's like just a one-inning game that we just have, people have an idea about how to play the game. And, you know, again, we have, the Firefighters Union has a team. The mayor's has a team. Counselor/Representative Dubois has a team. Counselor Cronin has a team. Mike Brady has a team. But there's also, like I said, there's cousins and family members and just you name it. They're all there. There's 45 teams and my hope is we're able to just have a great day. It's rain or shine. And it doesn't cost anything to come into the stadium. So, you know, we just really encourage everybody to come. And we're going to have Joe Lupica. Joe donates his time, and he plays some tunes for us and keeps people entertained. And we're going to have a photo booth this year. Will Curiolo is having the photo booth. And, you know, again, there's things for the whole family. Bouncies for the kids and corn toss just to keep people busy in between. So,
Mary, it never rains on my birthday. Just remember that. So you should be in good hands.
Well, we should be. And so our umpires this year, their uniform, the uniforms in the past year have been T-shirts, but this year my husband loved casual Fridays. And when he worked for the State Retirement Board, who's also having a team this year, he used to always wear his Hawaiian shirt. So all the umpires are going to be wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Clever.
As umpires.
Very
well,
clever.
So it's just going to prove that no one can argue with our umpires because they're always right.
All right. And just again, remind folks the time and of course where it's going to be.
Terrific. Thank you. So the day is again Miles' birthday, July 25th, and it starts promptly at noon. And it's at Campanelli Stadium, home of the Brockton Rocks. That's 1 Feinberg Way. No coolers are allowed in. This is because we work and have it as a sponsor, the Brockton Rocks and the Shaw Center. So there is food and drink to be bought on the property. And it is a double elimination. So if you have a friend or family who's in there, they get to play 2 teams. If they lose, then they're out. But if they win one and lose one, they go into this whole pool of playing each other until they are doubly eliminated. And it goes till the last 2 teams are there. And that usually ends, believe it or not. We start at noon, and we're probably done about 6:30, 7 o'clock at night.
Do we have a defending champion?
We do. They're called the Lawnmowers. And 2 years ago, this team was a bunch of kids. They literally are neighborhood lawnmowers. They pulled together a team, and they came in second. And last year, they won. Ooh. A bunch of nice young men who keep coming back, and they're coming back. The Lawnmowers are coming back. the year before, I got to remember, geez, now my head, the time, let's see, before that, where we had a bunch of the Rocks players who played, which kind of sounded like it's a stacked deck.
Yeah.
But the Noon family were the first year. So they're all, again, these are literally people playing in their sandals. People come, they get dressed up. We give prize away to the best uniform. We give prize away to the best team name. And we have our local restaurants who then provide 10 $10 gift certificates. Joe Angelo's give $10. So these are the prizes, first place, second place, and third place. So it's all local. It's all fun. It's all, you know, they get a trophy. And it's not like $1,000. It's not $25. It's a trophy. And it really is about having fun. So we're glad to have all of our volunteers, hundreds of volunteers. I'm when I get talking about it, I just think about that day when people just come up to me, and when my 87-year-old mother last year played wiffle ball and got into first base, when people say, we're not sure about playing, I'm like, my mother can play.
You can play.
You can play.
Well,
so,
Mary, we thank you so much for joining us. Unfortunately, we've run out of time.
Nope, I appreciate the time that you've given me today, Miles and Kevin. And again, if anybody's interested in sponsorships, just go to the www.justcheckingin.org. That will have all the information. Thank you very much.
You got it. And of course, Monday Night Talk, a proud sponsor of the tournament as well. So yes, we're looking forward to it.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
You got this. She is Mary Waldron joining us, Just Checking In. And Miles, are you going to make this a birthday thing? Are you going to stop by there maybe?
I wish I could, but I will be in Pawtucket that day.
That's right. I forgot that.
Beginning of a 6-game and 7-day homestand.
Okay. Something to look forward to. So if softball is your thing, that's something for you to check out. Now,
I was at Dwight
Evans. Wiffle ball.
I'm
still thinking about this past weekend. If wiffle ball is your thing, definitely check it out. It's for a great cause.